Next, to Tipperary, where the proposed transfer of six families who have been granted asylum and were living in Bir Sakane has been paused. They had been due to be moved to emergency accommodation at a former nursing home in Bir in County Offaly. Locals in Bir Sakane were protesting against the decision to move these families because they said there was an agreement to integrate them locally back in 2019. Margaret Donnelly of the Bir Sakane Liaison Committee joins us now. Margaret, what's your understanding of this latest development for these families?
Well, it is a reprieve. There was a massive sigh of relief during our demonstration yesterday, even because hundreds turned up yesterday to demonstrate against what was happening. Because our agreement, which was set up in 2019, alongside the department and government, in with the property owners, ourselves, the county council, we sat down around a table over three very, very long days to come to this agreement. That they were harping on integration. And even to this day, that's the buzzword that the department keep using. And one thing integration requires is for people to be long-term in an area. So the children become integrated when the schools, the sporting clubs, the families become integrated with employment and jobs, everything, just across the board. And 100% successful.
Do we know how much more time these families have been given in Bir Sakane?
No. They were due to be taken out, basically, of the apartments today.
So you don't have an idea. But you know, their integration continues, obviously, but it's not permanent, is it?
No, it's not permanent. The letter that we received, again, last minute, again, from government department, it was the DCEDI, the new community engagement team that was set up a number of months back. This is the first communication we've ever had with them, considering the hundreds of emails we had. And it basically states that they are willing to work alongside the residents, community representatives, as in our councillors, and ourselves as the committee that were formed back in 2019 to find them suitable accommodation within the area of Bir Sakane, because we don't want them to leave Bir Sakane, and to tell you the truth, they don't want to leave either.
But is there accommodation available in Bir Sakane?
No, a bit like every other town in the country. It's very, very sparse. And family, when it comes to having children as well, there are certain recommendations, if it's under HAP or that the requirements need to be met to meet HAP standards.
It's a reprieve for these families. What are they saying to you today?
Oh, Shrieven, last night, yesterday evening, the emotion, the mental and emotional impact it has on them is just unbelievable. They were just so beyond grateful. Like, we just broke down yesterday evening. Like, you know, the tears flowed between everybody. You couldn't imagine the pressure that was on them. But even as well, not just the parents, the children. Like, they were going to school and the teachers were seeing a marked difference in the kids in the last number of months of how it was affecting them. They were going to their teacher and not even telling their parents, asking the teachers, did we do something wrong? Why are they taking us away? But this is coming from the teachers, even down to the local GP, Dr. Rory Glynn, given the letter, because he couldn't be there last night because he was on Shannondock, that it's detrimental. Like, he's their GP for the last 5 years. They're in being treated for PTSD from a lot of stuff that they carry with them over before they ever came to Ireland. And if they are moved on, they're going to be lost in a system, again, like so many across the country that are being moved, not just asylum seekers, our own, say, citizens of this country. It's detrimental for people to have consistency in care. So the GPs know what they're doing. The education coming to the schools, they know what they're dealing with as well.
Margaret Donnelly, thanks for joining us from Tipperary this afternoon.